Cette entrevue vous est présentée par Investissement Renaissance.
Kenrick Lawrence from Amundi, Hong Kong. China's ambition to be a world power in exporting nuclear energy, the challenges and the implications. This is a very interesting question because we have live examples of things that are happening at this point because China itself, over the last few years, has started to develop their own third-generation technology in nuclear energy based on technology at Westinghouse. This technology is called Hualong-1, and they've started to try to, first of all, they've been trying to build it internally in China, and I think there are two power plants that are being built using this technology in China at the moment. They're trying to export this technology. I think there's one power plant that's being built in Pakistan, the Hualong-1 technology, obviously gives it a little bit more credibility. But there's a very large-scale, high-profile project that China has signed on with EDF in France, where China has a 33% stake to build a nuclear power plant in the UK. Now, this is not using using China's technology. This is actually China is more of a financial investor in this project. But because of this project that was signed under the previous regime in the UK, they've actually signed on that subsequent to that project in Hinkley Point C, that they will be able to use the Chinese technology down the line to build their own to build a nuclear power plant in the UK. It's very consistent with what China wants to do. You know, China's been wanting to move up the value curve, so they've been become more competitive in things like high-speed rail, which Chinese have been trying to export to other countries. Not sure how successful that's been. At least there's not been very high-profile, large-scale projects that have been done. But now China's becoming, want to be an exporter of nuclear power, which is obviously something that's very high value added. So one of the original questions which was on this topic is, what does that do to China's exports to the overseas markets and the implications? Well, these projects are very chunky. These kind of nuclear projects are $20, $30 billion projects. So, you'll have to sell a lot of consumer goods in aggregate to get to that, the sum of dollars you can just export one of these kind of projects. But there are a lot of challenges, to these kind of things because there's still the stigma of China and the safety standards and, China's technology prowess is still being questioned overseas. So there's still a lot of challenges, although this is exactly the direction that the Chinese government wants to go towards, which is exporting of value-added products rather than sort of low-end consumer goods. There's a lot of growing pains in the meantime, but I think ultimately we'll get there, but it's going to be a multi-year process. It's not going to be without a lot of stops and starts.